Chapter 6. Happy birthday, Aunt Miranda. On the big day, Willow rang Aunt Miranda's doorbell, and when she opened the door, the girl sang, "Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, Aunt Miranda, happy birthday to you." "Thank you for singing to me," said Aunt Miranda. "We have birthday presents for you, too," said Ashton. "But they're not the kind you unwrap," said Camille. "You'll love them," gushed Emerson. "They're wonderful. Come with us," said Kendall. And the Willy Wishers led Aunt Miranda to her first present. "Aunt Miranda, we know how much you love all the animals that live here in the garden," said Willow. "So I thought that you'd like a cozy home for some of them." She added jokingly, "This home's for the birds." "What a beautiful birdhouse," said Aunt Miranda. "I'm sure that the birds in the garden will love it as much as I do." "Thank you, Willa." "Oh, I didn't make it by myself," said Willa. We all work together." "All of us work together on my idea too," said Ashton. She tugged on Aunt Miranda's hand, pulling her farther along the garden path. "I wanted the garden to look all ready for a party, so we made these decorations." "Oh, how lovely," said Aunt Miranda. "They're perfect for a party. Wait until you see my idea," said Emerson, skipping backward as the girls led Aunt Miranda to the stage. "There are more decorations for the garden," said Emerson. "But guess what? We made them look like Kitty and a puppy." "Bravo," clapped Aunt Miranda. "I love garden art, and I love animals, and these are both. My present is an animal too," said Camille. "It's over here." Camille and the other girls led Aunt Miranda to the shady tree. "Now watch." Whoosh. Camille blew as hard as she could, and the weather vane chicken spun around. Aunt Miranda clapped with delight. "Now I'm always know which way the wind is blowing," she said. "That's a very helpful chicken." "My present is also helpful," said Kendall. "Would you like to see?" "Yes, please," said Aunt Miranda. "Then follow me," said Kendall. The other girls giggled as Kendall led Aunt Miranda to the old shed. "At first, I wanted to give you a garden hose," said Kendall, "but I think this signpost that we made will be just as useful and helpful as a hose." "I think so too," agreed Aunt Miranda. If visitors are walking through the garden, this signpost will help them if they They're wondering which path to take. She smiled. Now I am curious. Where on earth did he get the materials to make all these great gifts? You'll see, laughed Kendall as she led Miranda around to the back of the shed. We use stuff from the tomorrow pile to make the presents, said Kendall. See? Your pile is all gone. Oh my goodness, explained Aunt Miranda. Thank you, explained Aunt Miranda. Thank you for clearing out that pile of old stuff for me. That's a great present too. The pile is gone, the stuff in the pile was reused, and I love the presents that you all worked together to make for me. Then the Willy Wishes sang, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, Miranda, happy birthday, every day we love you. Miranda smiled. This is an altogether great birthday, she said. Thanks to Kendall's brainstorm, laughed the Willy Wishes all together. The end.